Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. And we are so grateful. Amen. Honor, praise God. Amen. To be with you tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we ask you, praise God. Amen.
The recording has started.
Amen. As you always do. Praise God. Amen. Text someone. Call. Amen. Someone. Praise God. Amen. And let them know. Hallelujah. The Prayer News Network is on. Amen. The air, praise God, live. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God on Facebook live. Glory to God. Amen. So it's an honor to come tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we just come, praise God. Amen. With our family. Praise God. Our brothers and our sisters tonight. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And we pray and hope that your day, hallelujah, amen, has been a good day. Glory to God. Amen. If not that good, praise God, now you in the right place at the right time. Amen. To relax, praise God. Amen. And enjoy Jesus. Now you can inhale and exhale. Glory to God. Amen. Take off your shoes. Glory to God. Recline. Amen. And just enjoy Jesus with us. Amen. Glory to God. For just tonight, glory to God. Amen. Well, we have beautiful words. Praise God. Amen. Awesome message is coming forth tonight, praise God, amen, our scripture, amen, and our prayer, glory to God, amen, glory to God, you are in the right place at the right time, amen, and we thank God for you, you, and yes, you, joining us tonight, amen, on the Prayer News Network, amen, if this is your first time joining us, praise God, amen, we want to say amen, you are welcome, glory to God, amen, to take off your shoes, amen. Hallelujah, run around in your room, glory to God, lift your hands, clap your hands, shout amen, glory to God, amen, just give God praise, amen, amen, that's what we are about, glory to God, amen, spreading the good news, amen, hallelujah, to speak life, amen, to a dead generation, glory to God, amen, to somebody need to be encouraged, somebody need to know, praise God, amen, all of our help come from the Lord. Praise God. Somebody need to know it ain't over. Glory to God. Amen. It ain't over. Amen. Somebody say, not just a fat lady sung. Praise God. I don't know what they was talking about. Praise God. But it ain't over. Glory to God. Amen. To God say, it's over. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God is not through blessing you. Glory, 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 glory. We just thank the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm excited. Glory to God. Amen. For just being in his presence. Hallelujah. There is no other place I'd rather be. Amen. But just in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to walk around with your head hung down. Amen. But look up to the hills. For which cometh your help, all of our help, your help, my help, comes from the Lord. Amen. Who made the heaven and the earth. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God for you, you, and yes, you tonight. Amen. To be with us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can continue to call a friend. Call your neighbor. Hallelujah. Call your enemy. Praise God. Amen. To let them know, praise God, amen. Good news, amen, is on tonight. The Prayer News Network, amen, and to all of our advisors tonight, God bless you tonight. Amen, we appreciate you. Glory to God, amen, and to our host, our visionary, hallelujah, praise God, amen. A woman that wears so many hats, hallelujah. Don't mind spreading the good news. Don't mind spreading her love. Don't mind. Glory to God, amen, taking care of the Lord's business. Glory to God, and that's none other than, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley, praise God. Amen, I thought of the song, amen, that say amen, hallelujah, that fit her, praise God. I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Glory to God, amen. So we thank God tonight for our host tonight, praise God, amen, a visionary. Amen, Evangelist Bradley tonight, amen, your co-host, yes, praise God, yours truly, amen, we are glad, amen, the song said, glad to be in the service one more time. Amen. He didn't have to let me live. Hallelujah. Amen. He did not have to let me live. But I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're glad tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to praise God. Ask you to get your pencil, your pad. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And jot down. Praise God. Write down. Amen. Amen. Some nuggets tonight. Praise God. This when the word is going forth, praise God, just in case. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You have it, and you can go right back and look at it again. Praise God, when the word is going forth. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. Again, to all of our listeners, glory to God. Amen. Even those that's on the Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Amen. Even those internationally, God bless you tonight. Amen. As far as our voice can be heard. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you and you and you tonight being with us. Amen. As you continue to pray, amen, for the Prayer News Network. Amen. As it move, praise God, by the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Good words have been up on this line. Praise God. Healing, deliverance, salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Needs been met. Hallelujah, glory to God. The Lord had opened up prison doors. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Oh yeah, oh yes. You're in the right place at the right time. Amen, don't touch that dial. Glory to God, let it stay right there. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, we thank God again. Glory to God for you. Amen, and before the end of the service, amen. We're going to give you, amen, glory to God, numbers, amen, to where you can get, amen, a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can share it, amen, with your friends, your neighbors, or just, amen, while you're at home. Praise God. Amen. Just do a redo. Amen. And just listen to it all back over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that night, praise God, amen, glory to God, you may not be able to run around, scream, holler, shout hallelujah, because some of them may be asleep. Amen. But when you're by yourself, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, you can just let the Holy Ghost have his way. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for you, 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 and yes, you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To let you know there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And again, say to all of our listeners, advisors, prayer warriors, amen. Glory to God. All of you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. To be in tune with us tonight. Hang with us tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You will be blessed on tonight. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Again, like to always recognize, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The late, praise God. Amen. The late Apostle S.D. James. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. A man that laid the foundation. Glory to God. Amen. Made the way. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That you and I and others, glory to God, that heard his word. Amen. Can continue. Praise God. Amen. To walk on this teacher's journey. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And to Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Amen. Presiding Bishop K. A. Tina. Amen. Glory to God. And to Apostle, glory to God, D.G. Taylor. Amen. And to your pastor, your leader. Amen. To my leader. Praise God. We pray for them tonight. Amen. And to all of us. Amen. Leaders tonight. Praise God. Amen. Our prayers are with you. Continue to preach the word of God in season, out of season. Glory to God. Amen. We pray that you continue to stay strong in the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And again, praising God. Amen. We want you to know, praise God. Amen. We're going to get ready, amen, to go further into the service. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to ask, hallelujah, that, praise God. Amen. Evangelist, amen, Bill, praising God. Amen. Amen. She's going to sanctify the line. Amen. And then, amen, Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. She's going to do our scripture. Praise God. Amen. But we're going to ask, amen, Sister Mary, praise God, amen, to do, amen, to read our scripture for tonight and then follow with the scripture. Praise God, amen. We'll have, amen, Evangelist Bill, praise God, to come, amen, and sanctify the line. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bond, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wards, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 8th chapter of Romans, the 18th through the 28th verse, the future glory. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which had the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, wait for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with passion wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I have read to you the 8th chapter of Romans, the 18th through the 28th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
We need the hope. We need thee. Every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, yes, oh yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I come to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we reverence you tonight, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go throughout the airways, oh, Father. Touch every individual, God, in the name of Jesus. Go throughout every household, throughout the world, oh, God. Throughout the wires, oh, through Blog Talk Radio, through Facebook, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Sanctify us, oh God. Put us on the wheel all over again, oh God. Prepare our hearts, oh God, for the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch our ears, oh God, that we may hear you, oh God, speaking definitely to our situations, oh God. Oh God, touch our mind, oh God, touch our mind, oh God. Even though the ones that need a mind regulating, oh God, that need some changing, oh God, that need some order into their life, oh God. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, hallelujah, God. Help us to rely on you, God. Help us to call on you, oh God, with all that is in us, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Root us and ground us tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send a word of correction, oh God. Touch our hands, oh God, if they touched anything. Clean them up, oh God. Hallelujah, we've done anything with these hands, oh God. Hallelujah, these minds, oh God. If we thought anything that was not like you, oh God. In the name, we've been anywhere, oh God, that we should not have been, oh God. Sanctify us all over again tonight, God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, oh God, for preparing our hearts for the word of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every listener, oh God. Oh God, sanctify us again, 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 again. Prepare us, oh God, for the times that are going to come, oh God. When the enemy comes in, oh God. Hallelujah, that you have set up a standard within us, oh God. Hallelujah, that we'll be able to battle, right, ready for battle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Battling with the word, oh God. Battling with prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Helping us to stand with our long dirt and truth, oh God. And that's the word of God. Honor us tonight, oh God. Send a word, hallelujah, that will strengthen our being in a man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that will get us closer, hallelujah, closer to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Closer to where we should be in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Closer where we should be planted in the name of Jesus. Closer, God, where we be doing what we need to do in you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Prepare your people, oh God. Prepare us, oh God, to be the sanctuary, oh God, that you're calling for in these last and evil days, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that when we call on you, hallelujah, when we call on you, hallelujah, that the prayers won't be interrupted, oh God, it's going straight on to the throne, oh God. Hallelujah, there's no flies in our ointment, oh God, that you're receiving everything that we're asking of you. Oh God, we thank you tonight, oh God, for being right ready with ears to hear and a heart and hands to deliver us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, out of every situation. Oh God, teach us to stand still and see your salvation be done in our earth, oh God, our earthly vessels, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where there's cracks, oh God, in us, oh God, clean us out tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prepare our vessels, oh God, to receive the wine, oh God, that's going to get us closer to you, oh God, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Hallelujah, without you we cannot do nothing. Oh God, but with you all things are possible in you, oh God, because of who you are. We're who we are, God. The I am in us, oh God. Creating us that clean heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be receptive of you, oh God. That we receive everything that's due for you, oh God. That make us worthy vessels, oh God, to worship and praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Oh God, we just thank you because, oh God, that you've been so good to us, that you kept us just this long. Hallelujah. Long, this long. Hallelujah. That even in our sins, oh God, that you didn't take us out. But for now, oh God, keep on adding into us, oh God, these vessels, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, that we might be right ready to do what we're supposed to do, what we are called to, that you called us to in our mother's womb. Oh God, we're thanking you for it, oh God. Stir us up some more. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, we're so thankful for that, oh God. Hallelujah, that we weren't taken out, oh God, that you've given us another chance to praise you, another chance to get knowledge of where we are and what we should be doing in you, the things that we have been called to do, the things that you purposed in our lives, oh God, when we were in our mother's womb. Oh God, we say thank you tonight, oh God, for another chance, another opportunity to get it right. Oh, God, touch the speaker right now from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet. Oh, God, prepare her, oh, God. Prepare her, strengthen her to bring the word that you have given for your people tonight, oh, God. Help her to stand right readily, oh, God, to stand on that word that you have given her, oh, God. Give us ears to hear her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the founder, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touching her. Every advisor, oh, God, every advisor, wake them up. Every prayer warrior, wake them up. The scripture reader, wake them up with songs, oh God, with scriptures, oh God, that will help the closer walk with you, oh God. Oh God, we just be ever so careful, oh God, give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Gail. Praise God. Amen. Bell tonight. Praise God. Amen. And Sister Mary. Praise God. Amen. With our scripture. Glory to God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. We pray. You know, you have to feel better now. Praise God. We had the prayer. We had the scripture. Glory to God. Amen. It's word time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight. Praising God. Amen. We have the honor. Amen. Tonight. Amen. To introduce. Amen. Glory to God. And present to some. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A speaker, a minister. Glory to God. Amen. A reacher, a preacher. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight. Praise God. Amen. And that's none other than praise God. Amen. Amen. Minister Ollie Brooker, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. One of our advisors. Hallelujah. If you never heard her, praise God. Amen. Minister, praise God. Amen. You are in for a treat tonight. Amen. I love her. Praise God. Amen. The way she ministered, because she tell it just like the T-H-I-S is. Glory to God. She don't hold no corners. Praise God. She don't cut it. Amen. She give it to you just like thus says the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I praise God for her. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, amen, we actually praise God to pray for her. Glory to God as she minister tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to get your pencil and pad. Hallelujah. Amen. Because she's going to take us somewhere tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel it tonight. Amen. She's going to take us somewhere. Praise God. Amen. We've never been this way before, praise God, amen. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Glory to God, and we thank God for her tonight, amen, for the PNN, praise God, amen. Glory to God, advisor, amen, for being with us tonight, amen. So we're going to present to you and introduce to others, amen, none other than Minister Ollie Brooker, praise God. Let's receive her by saying praise the Lord, amen. God bless you, amen, Minister Brooker, praise God. Amen. The platform is yours tonight.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless
God
you.
Bless you. So good to hear you. It's Amen. So good to be with you all tonight. God bless you. Real good. Real good. Real good. I do bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God for who he is. And I praise God for being God all by himself. And I thank and I praise God for Minister Bradley, the visionary. I thank and I praise God for Evangelist Bradley, my friend, Annette Bradley. I thank and I praise God for the visionary. I thank and I praise God for the mantle that he had placed up on her life. I thank and I praise God for that. And I praise God for each of you in your respectable place tonight. I magnify the name of the Lord for all of the advisors. And I bless the name of the Lord for all of your pastors, all of your bishops, your evangelists, teachers, prophets, apostles, for the body of Christ as a whole. I bless the name of the Lord for Apostle Huggins, Bishop Tina, Apostle Taylor, Pastor Bennett, Bishop James Randolph. I bless the name of our God tonight. I magnify the Lord because saints, God is a good God. God is good. And I pray not to be before you alone tonight, God, for his goodness tonight. Father God, I do magnify and I do glorify your name. And Father, I do lift you up because you alone is worthy of all my glory and all the honor and all the praise. It belongs to thee, God, and thee alone. Now, Father God, I ask you to anoint my lips of clay, that I will speak as the oracle of God tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, wash, cleanse, and purge me of all and anything that's within that displeases you, Father. I ask you this night, purge, wash, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, these are your people. These are the sheep of your pastor. They're yours. Sing your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Sing your word, God, with your anointing that will destroy the yoke. Sing your word, God, with the uplifting and healing and deliverance. Sing your word with encouragement, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your word with mind-regulated heart fixer. Send your word with life-changing, God, in the name of Jesus. Move now by your spirit, Father, because we know it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You be God in the midst of your people tonight, and you have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cause me to decrease, Father God, and you increase in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you have your way. You have your way. You're welcome in this place tonight. You're so welcome. You're welcome, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to take over and do what you will tonight for thy name's sake. And no, we won't take your glory, we won't take your honor, and we won't take your praise, but we'll give you what due unto your name in the name of Jesus. And Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, and let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify tonight. Glory be to our God. Glory be to the Most High. Thank you, mighty God. I praise you tonight. I praise you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for healing. I thank God. I thank God for healing. Glory be to God. He's good. He is good. Hey, he is good. He is good. Thank you, sir. And I thank him tonight. I thank him tonight. I thank him tonight. I had to get my praise out of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless him tonight. I bless him tonight. I bless God for you all. I bless God for the song. I bless God for the prayer. I bless God for the reading of his word. Each of you all tonight, I thank God for you. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God forever use you. May God forever endow you with his power from on high. We praise God for you tonight. We magnify the Lord for you and your families tonight. And you're taking the time out, fellowship. Just the fellowship. I bless the name of the Lord since the last time I was with you, and since you heard my voice, it's been a minute. But I thank and I praise God, I'm still here. Don't you know? I'm still here. Hey, I'm still here. I'm still holding on, thank God. I thank God that I had knee surgery, but I bless the name of the Lord. I praise the name of our God. Yes, yes, I do. I thank God for his healing virtue. I thank God. I thank God. Took me in and brought me out. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank and I praise God for healing of all manner of sickness and diseases tonight. I praise the name of the Lord for healing and deliverance. I thank and I praise God for healing of the mind. I bless the name of the Lord for healing of the body and finances. I praise God. And relationships. Thank you, Lord God. I praise him tonight. If God will use a topic tonight, I will say, there is hope. There is hope. Where? In God. When? In difficult times. There is hope. In God. When? In difficult times. As well as good times. And I praise God knowing there is hope tonight. I heard our Sister Mary reading the scripture and it's telling us about hope. And I thank and I praise God because we can hope in the Lord. We can hope in God regardless of where you're located at, regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of what's going on around you. There is hope in God. There is peace in God. There is joy in God. You look around this day and time of life that we're living in, you hear this and you hear that, you seeing this and you seeing that, and where so much evil and hate going on in the world, but when you look at things of what happened, it's right where God said it would be, according to scripture. We're right where the scripture said that we would be. And there's nothing new under the sun. After absolutely nothing new under the sun. What we are going through and what we are facing in life, someone already have faced these things. Someone already have faced these hurdles. Someone already have encountered these difficult times. Someone already have also endured hardship. Someone have already came and they have faced loss and many different ways of life. Life don't and trials don't come to knock us out, but it comes to build us up if we allow it to. It comes to strengthen us if we allow it to. Everything trial comes, God not going to take you out of it. And every storm comes, he won't take you out of it, but he will calm the storm that you'll be able to go through the storm. Uh-huh. And every pain that you have, he may not heal it and stop it all at once, but he'll give you the ability and the strength to endure and to go through and bear the pain. Uh-huh. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Because if we don't learn to go through some things, when real hard trials come and difficult, we wouldn't know how. We wouldn't know how to challenge them. We wouldn't know how to wrap up our mind around this. But if he deliver you from one thing, he can deliver you from another one. If he shield you in one situation, he can shield you in the next one. If he lifts you out of one error, he can lift you out of another one. We just simply got to trust it. We simply got to trust God. And we got to trust him. And tonight, there is hope, Ollie, in God. When in difficult times, when in good times, when lack of finance, when the children is cutting up, when it's hope in God. There is hope in God. Let's get to the scripture. I'm gonna go to First John first. Let me go to First John. And we don't come with the scripture tonight that let you know what the scripture says. There is no fear. Do you agree? And where? Love. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Why? Because perfect love casts out fear, because fear, punishment, fear has a grip. Fear has you casting your own self down. It comes to torment you. It comes to punish you. He that fear is not made perfect in love. Not yet. Just stay with him. Stay with him. You will be. You will be. Fear. Perfect love. There's no fear. And perfect love. Perfect love. Even when fear comes, because the love in you is so perfect, you will say, I know fears of the devil. So what? I went to the doctor and I had to have an MRI. So what if I had to have a PET scan? So what if I had to have a CAT scan? So what if I had to have an ultrasound? So what? And then fear grips in. But then you have to tell fear, no. Fears of the devil. But I have love, perfect love. And not only do I have love, I have peace. That whatever betide me and whatever take place with me, God will take care of it. God and I together we get through this. God and I together we face this. The Lord and I together we endure this. The Lord and I together going to handle this. Uh-huh. He will. We will together. We will weather our storm together. Why? Because he in us.
He hasn't given us the ability to press forward. Uh-huh. Yes, he has. Mm-hmm. He has given us the ability to know all things going to work together. Why? For my good. Why? I love God. All things going to work together for your good. Why? Because you love the Lord. Mm-hmm. So it's going to work together for your good, regardless of what the report may be. Knowing it's going to work together for the good. So if they bring you a report and you don't like the report, that's the time to trust and have hope in God. It's always the right time to, but there's some things you definitely got to trust in. Hey, you definitely got to look to the ill for what is coming to your help, knowing all of your help coming from the Lord. Mm-hmm. There's some situations that are created for us. Excuse me. That has been created for us. Not just to believe in God, but to trust him. To trust him. To trust him. With every being in our bodies. To trust him. And then he says unto us, as well, in Proverbs, that he don't want us leaning to our own understanding. He wants us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And not to lean, do not lean to our own understanding. But in all our ways, he wants us to acknowledge him. Some of our ways, all of them. He wants us to acknowledge what we're weak here. I need you to strengthen me here. Lord, I've been torn down here. I need you to build me back up. God, I'm getting confused, and I know confusion is of the devil. It's not of you. Now, Father God, I need you to bring peace. I need you, God, to regulate. I need you to renew my mind. In the scripture declares, there's a time and a season for all things under the sun. Uh-huh. There's a time to love and there's a time to hate. I said, Lord, a time to hate. I see so much hate. There's a time and a season for all things under the sun. Uh-huh. A time and a season to plant. And there's a time to harvest. Uh-huh. There is hope in God. There's a time to deal. And there's a time to hold back. Mm-hmm. There's a time and a season for all things under the sun. And there is hope in God. And when we are facing these times and when we are in these seasons, seasons come and seasons go. I bless the name of the Lord that I value every part of my body. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, the situation with my knee came up, and I prayed. And I didn't want to have surgery. I said, Lord, but this pain is terrible that I'm dealing with. My knee swelling, then my legs swollen. But I knew I had to trust God. But I also know I had to get up. Uh-huh. Get up. Do something about yourself. Do something about your situation. And that you cannot do, then you trust God to do. But that is in your power to do. You do it. You got insurance. Go have yourself checked. And there's so many things that come to your mind and to you come to you that in the, and a lot of people go in for simple procedure and don't come out. So many difficult things. So many things are run through your head. I'm human. Yes, I'm a preacher, but I'm human as well. And I knew I had to trust God in the midst of it all. And when I got the MRI, and I was hoping and praying that I wouldn't have to have a whole knee replacement. Thank you, Father. But not knowing what the outcome was going to be. But as long as the Lord is in the midst of whatever I'm facing or whatever I'm going through, I'll be all right. And you will too. We'll be all right. Oh, yes, we will be. We'll be all right. No matter what we're facing, you'll be all right. There is hope in God. Uh-huh. But we just can't lean to our own understanding. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. Knowing that if he brings us through a thing, he's going to get us through it. That we'll be able to stand firm and say that I know for a fact, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. But the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, thought towards us is good and is not evil. The Lord thought, Jeremiah tell us, for he said, for I know the thought that I think towards you. Now listen in. He said, I know my thought that I think towards you, no matter what nobody else told you, no matter how nobody else trying to judge the situation, don't matter somebody know you ever, you made a mistake. And even if it wasn't a mistake, you got caught up in anything or something or many things. He said, I still know my thoughts that I have towards you. I know, says the Lord, that they're not evil. To give you an expected end. He wants to prosper us and give us an expected end. He wants to heal us and give us an expected end. That God thought to us, no matter what you're facing in life, if we hold fast to what he said, when you're in a situation, think about Jeremiah. About Jeremiah 29:11, where he said, for I know. I know the plan I have for you. Declare the Lord's plan. You have to declare his plan. You have to speak his word over you. You have to declare his word over you. You have to declare his word over your mind. You have to declare his word over your health. You have to declare his word over your family. You have to declare his word over your dog. You have to declare his word over your situation and all of your circumstances. You have to declare your God word. Declare his word and his plan for you. Your welfare. Your well-being. And it's not for evil. But to give us a future and give us a hope. In God. In God. In God. In God. God's plan is that you be strengthened. You be built up. Your heart be pure. Your mind be renewed. Your pathway be made straight. Plan. Not what someone else thinks, but you have to remember what God thinks. His thoughts towards you. No matter what someone else knows that has happened and you messed up, he came for the messed up people. It was the gift of God that he gave us, Jesus. It was his gift that went to the cross. It was his gift that died. It was his gift to us that he got up, that we can get up. Uh-huh. But we got to know God's plan, God's thoughts towards you. Mm-hmm. God has given you assignment, and you get slack. His thoughts towards you, and his plans towards you, that you'll get up. Brush the dust off yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. Put on strength. And let's go forward. Why you say that? glad you asked the question. Because if he begun a good work in you, he wants to finish what he started. Then can God have begun in us? He wants to finish what he started. And whatsoever we sow, that we're going to have to reap that. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about the evil. Don't worry about all this other stuff that people are doing. And don't worry about what people do and say about you. Just remember what the Lord has said about you. And trust his word towards you. And look unto the hill for which cometh your help. Knowing that all of your help cometh from the Lord. Knowing that he is your sustainer. Yes. Knowing that he is your keeper. Thank you, sir. Knowing that he's the lifter of your head. Uh-huh. Knowing that he supplies all of your needs. Uh-huh. Knowing that he is a mind regulator, and a heart fixer. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. His thoughts towards you is good and not evil. No matter what you're facing, no matter what's going on, knowing God's thoughts towards you now, don't forget his thoughts. Blot out everybody else's thoughts, and you do good. You do good. So he can bless the work of your hands. Brush yourself off. Get up and let's go forward. Because if we keep looking at situations and circumstances and woe is me, and that someone else facing worse things than we are. Some countries going through worse than things that we're going through. But did we ever think that if others facing these type of things that this country would not? It's not going through nothing that it have not gone through prior. There's no, absolutely nothing new under the sun. But there's a time and a season for all under the sun. There's a time to get up and stay up. It's always a time to continue to look unto the hill. Continue to look unto the Lord, for he's your present help. He's your present help in the time of need. He's your present help in the time of trouble. He's your present help in the good time. He's your present help in the bad time. He's, let me say, in weary times. I think that's a more, I like that word, weary times. From time to time, we all get a little weary. But as long as the Lord is in the midst of the weariness, it's okay. It's okay. And I don't want to do no hooping and hollering tonight. I just want to remind us that no matter where you're located tonight, no matter what's going on in your life tonight, knowing his thoughts towards you. His thoughts towards you. Says the Lord. And not of evil. To give you an expected end. And what Pastor Scripture says, for I know the plan I have for you. I know my plan for you. Declares the Lord. If ever was a time we're going to trust and believe God, it's now. We say that a lot, don't we? Always say that. But we've seen all the signs of the end time. We're beholding the moving of God. And I was hearing about something was drying up, and you just got to think about it. These things happen because it's been written. It's been written, saints. It's been written. And the faith of praise is in the Lord. The faith of praise we can find ourselves is in the Lord. Not just being in a building and not being in God. and we continue doing whatever we want to do. But we got to recognize the time of safety is now. It's right now. It's right now. We love you tonight. We honor the Lord for each of you all tonight. And I pray and I hope that you heard something tonight that would be strengthened to you or would encourage, would uplift you, and would just give let you know. Just I want you to feel the urgency. I want you to know on this night, God's plan for you. Don't worry about no one else praying. Don't worry about somebody digging a ditch. Because it wasn't dug for you. So he'll lead you around it. You got to look unto the author. Continue to look to the author in the very finisher of your faith. In God. In God. In God. I thank you for your patience tonight. Thank you for you coming out tonight into fellowship and to worship with us tonight. I thank and I praise God for you to hear us tonight. But I bless the name of the Lord for the doers tonight. I praise God. So if there be anyone tonight, anyone that desires prayer, anyone that desires prayer for whatever your reason may be, you're welcome to come. And if there anyone wants a closer walk with the Lord, you can come. And if there be anyone that wants to stand in the gap for someone else tonight, you can come. I didn't want to worry your patience tonight, knowing the kids is in school, still got to go to a job. It don't take God long to say what he got to say. It's whether we take heed to it. Knowing tonight, there is hope in God. When and difficult and good time, there's hope. There'll be one. There'll one tonight.
Praise the Lord.
You're welcome to hear Star 6. Star 6 and come on over. If there be one, you're welcome to come. Hit Star 6 and come on over. And we can touch and agree with you tonight. Men should always pray and not faint. Pray ye one for the other. I'm going to call one more time. He's calling. And we got to hear when he's calling. Because he got to do a quick work now. The time got to be redeemed. Mm-hmm. You want to stand in the gap for someone? Come.
Yeah. I want to stand in the gap for my son.
Oh, okay, dear. Just give me a moment. What's your son's name, sweetheart?
Wesley McKinnon.
Wesley?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your last name? McKinley?
McKinnon, McKinnon. And my mother, oh. Irma Washington.
Irma, Miss Irma.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Irma, okay. And Wesley. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, dear. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name's Jamil. I'm in the hospital right now, too.
You, oh, Jamil, you're in the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me get your name. Spell it so I won't mispronounce. Jamil.
J-A-M-E-A.
Jamil. Just the way it's pronounced. Spell just the way it's pronounced. Okay. Okay. Okay, you are in the hospital. Okay. So may I ask you, what Wesley needs prayer for? You just want prayer for him.
I just want prayer for him. He, you know, he a young kid. He going the wrong route, and I just want help for her.
Okay. And what about Miss Alma?
She's sick. She's real down sick.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. Because
thank
when we pray, he tells us to make our petition known. And then now when I'm going to pray now, but then you and I got to come into agreement with in faith. I'm going to tell you why. Because the scripture declares where two or three come together. And when we touch and agree on the same thing, not a different thing, but on the same thing, he said he'll be in the midst of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of time when we pray, I may be praying for one thing when a person says, pray for this one, that one, but we don't know what we're praying for. In your mind, you're praying for one thing. I'm praying for something else. But we got to be on one accord. That makes sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, darling. And I'd like to be, we'd like for us to be on one accord.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you, Jamia.
For sending you, ma'am.
All right, dear. Be blessed now.
You too.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Come on, come on, come on.
Amen. Minister Ollie, amen. We enjoyed the word on tonight. Praise God. Amen. It really was a blessing to me. Just what I needed. Amen. To encourage me. Praise God, amen. But I'm asking prayer, amen, for all of my children. Amen. If you could just put the Bonds children, amen, daughters, the sons, the grandchildren, my whole entire family, anything that's connected to me, we're asking for prayer, amen, because the enemy is yet, praise God, amen, is yet raging, amen. But we thank God that we're still standing, amen. And just pray, amen, for
the Bond family, entire family.
Yes, ma'am. And pray, amen, therefore, praise God, amen. And you were talking about your surgery. Praise God, amen. And that's what we are looking at also. Amen. We are somewhat fearful. Praise God, amen. But we continue to keep putting it off, but we know that it's got to be done. But just by hearing you tonight, praise God, amen, it'll lift my spirit, amen, to know, amen, we got to have hope and we got to trust God, amen, glory to God, amen, for whatever we're going through, we got to trust God and just know that, amen, everything's going to be all right, it's going to be all right, and so we ask the Lord, amen, Lord, to heal me, praise God, amen, but he does it, amen, in his own time, praise God, amen, but we yet still got to follow through, praise God, amen. But we thank God, amen, you have really encouraged us tonight, praise God. Thank God for you, Mother, amen, Minister Holly. Thank God for you tonight.
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Barnes. God bless you. Anyone else. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. If he turn it around for me, he can turn it around for you.
Praise the Lord.
If he turn it around for someone else, yes, yes.
Yes, I would like to get prayer for me and my family, my children, and my grandchildren, that there be some love and togetherness come in the family the way it's supposed to be.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Sister Kathy Brown.
Okay, Sister Kathy Brown.
Thank you.
You want love in the midst of your family.
We need to come together and have a, you know, just get together and just show each other love, you know, instead of being so far apart from each other, and just bring some closeness in the family.
Okay. Anyone else. God bless you, Sister Kathy.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, how may I help you?
Yes, I need prayer for my family to be closer and to love one another.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Natasha Sellers.
Who?
Natasha.
What's your last name, dear?
Sellers.
S-E-L-L-E-R-S. Okay, Sellers. You need prayer for the family.
Yes, my mom, my sisters, me, my mom, my sisters, my kids. Got this dispute going on.
Yeah, we got a little dispute.
Yes, ma'am. Something that happened to my son is like a generation curse that they uphold the wrong, and they don't see the wrong that they have done to my kids.
Sometimes, baby, it's not we don't see the wrong. It's sometimes it's hard for us to accept what we have done.
Mm-hmm.
But then what we have to do is knowing this. We have to forgive people for the wrong that they have done.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to not hold it against them, even though it may hurt you. I don't tell you just forget. But you got to forgive. Love and forgiveness got to live in the same house. You got to forgive the trespass that have been, those people that have trespassed against you. You got to forgive with a pure heart. With a pure heart.
Okay.
And because when you forgive it with a pure heart, it brings forth healing. But then we as families have to be straight up and honest. And we have to tell one another where you have hurt me at. And we can't do it and be timid about it. You just do it. And we wait so long. And we don't say, well, Mom, now you hurt me there. And I need you to know that you hurt me. And it hurt deep. I'm not saying you did it intentionally. But you hurt me and you hurt my family. And I forgive you for what you've done to me. I forgive you, but I got to let you know, Mama, you hurt me. And when you let Mama know what she done, or sister, or brother, or aunt, or cousin, or granddad, or father, or dad, you're relieving yourself. And when you forgive them, you're taking all the weight off you, baby. And you're throwing the ball back in their court. Now, whether they forgive you, that's not your business. That's not your bad. And you teach your children, don't hold grudges.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it won't hurt. Don't hold grudges. And forgive. Forgive them. And don't say that if people don't know what they're doing. People know what they're doing. But you got to understand they're influenced by what? It's going to either be influenced by good or evil. Or it's going to be influenced by jealousy and analysis. And these are the days when families not was, hey, oh, but we better know what time we're living in. These are the days when mother's going to be against daughter. Father's going to be against son. These are the days. And your biggest enemy is going to be of your own food. We're in these days and times. I'm not preaching that over no more, but I need you to understand it. Okay, daughter? Okay, dear?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, forgive all of the hurt, all of the disappointment. It's hard for me to forgive. You know when it's hard for you to forgive? When you don't have your total trust in God. But when you learn forgiveness is not for them, it is for you. It is for you to set you free. To set you free. God bless you, dear.
Thank you. Thank you.
Will that be another one? Will that be another one? God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Getting ready to go before God in prayer, saints. If there be anyone else, if there be anyone else, last time calling, anyone else. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace one more time, first we want to thank you, we want to praise you for each and every one that came and made their request known tonight. Knowing, Lord God, that you can do anything but fail. And there's not a situation that you cannot move in. And there's not a situation or a circumstance that you cannot fix it.
in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come, we bring Wesley. We bring Miss Alma. And we bring Jamil. Jesus, Jamil in the hospital. But she's bringing her family to you. Wesley Young, running with the wrong crowd. And you say, I can cast my cares upon you because you care for me. I care about Wesley and his well-being. I care about Miss Alma and her health. I care about Jamel and her healing in the name of Jesus. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, for it is your will that our children be saved. It is your will that our bodies be healed. It is your will that our mind be regulated. It is your will that our family come together in love and in forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, move now, Father, in the hospital. Move now, God, in this family. Move, God, in the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. Almighty God, we come also for the Barnes family. We come for the children and the grandchildren. We come for the great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and so on and so on. We come for Evangelist Barnes. God, in the name of Jesus, for surgery. In the name of Jesus. For Lord God, as long as you're in the midst, she'll be all right. But if you bring her to a thing, you'll get her through it. In the name of Jesus. We want to thank in advance for her healing. We want to thank in advance for bringing the family together. We want to thank in advance, God, for breaking the yoke. We want to thank in advance, God, in the name of Jesus, for unifying. We want to thank in advance, God, for setting the captives free. We want to thank in advance for healing and deliverance. We thank in advance for salvation. In the name of Jesus. Now you have your way. In the Barnes family. Have your way, God. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I speak to the doctors. I speak to the surgeons. I speak to the one that got to give her for her to go to see. I speak to them right now. Everyone has got to have a part in the surgery. That you go in and you be in the midst of it. You took me in. You brought me out all right. You was in the midst. I done had with the doctors. And I prayed the prayer of faith. Because I told them I wasn't going in just with them. But I was going in with you and them. And my faith and my trust was in you. In the name of Jesus, that you may guide them and direct them what they needed to do. In the name of Jesus. And I know you're going to do the same thing for her. I know you're going to be God in the midst of it. In the name of Jesus, for I cast my cares on you. I cast my cares on you because you care for us. You care for us, Father. It's your will. It's your will that we be made whole. It's your will that families come together. In the name of Jesus, for Sister Kathy Brown family are coming together in love. And in unity and in peace in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, they may be in different areas. I don't know, but you know. We can always come together on the phone. We can always come together. You made it so possible we could come together in Zoom. We can come together, God, and unite in peace and in love and harmony in the name of Jesus. But we as families got to come together in all honesty. We got to lay it all on the line now. Because we got to purge of our ways and all we're doing. We got to purge our thoughts. And we got to lay it all at the cross and leave it there. And let you work it out in these families. In the name of Jesus, strengthen Sister Barnes. Strengthen Sister Kathy. Strengthen now, Lord. Strengthen each and every one in each family. The sellers. Oh, God. The animosity. You do it. The dispute. You do it. Fix it, Lord. But most of all, fix what's in us. When you fix what's in us, when we allow you to fix what's in us, then everything else will come to place. when we'll allow you, God, to rise up in us, that we'll take on the spirit of forgiveness so healing can flow, love can flow, unity can flow, embracement can flow, peace can flow. In the name of Jesus, I give these prayers to you. Thing I want done in my family, I want you to do it in these families. Because I know you're able. And I know the devil come to steal. I know he come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you come. Yeah. You come to give life that we may have it more abundantly. So I'm asking you by your spirit, send forth the spirit of life in these families. And drive out the wedges of darkness, hatred, malice, contrivance, in the name of Jesus. Bite, bite. Truth breaking in the name of Jesus. Drive it out. Drive it out from among all of us. In the name of Jesus. We give permission tonight. We give permission. You send your angels in the midst to fight. Michael to fight on the behalf of your people. And Gabriel to speak. In the name of Jesus. We won't take your glory. We won't take your honor, and we won't take your praise. I have cast my cares upon you because you cares for me. And you said, men shall always pray and not faint. I have brought them to you. I have cast them up on you because I know your thoughts towards them is good and not evil. You give them an expected end. And I know it's your will that we be saved, healed, delivered, and set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, the young people, God, take hope to the reign of their mind. Take hope to it, God. But let us as adults, the older and the elders, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, let us be example for our children. Let us not talk about each other to our children. Let us not, God, plant those seeds of discord in our children. Oh, mighty God, regardless of what we feel, don't let us do it, God. Don't let us plant things, God, that we shouldn't, God. Because it'll come up, and payday will come. In the name of Jesus, help us to be careful, Father, for nothing in the name of Jesus. Or what we planted in the name of Jesus. God, someone may come and add us the water on it, God. In the name of Jesus, we don't want nothing that's not like you to grow. We want love to grow, not hate. We want peace to grow. We want that joy to grow. Not bitterness. Not stubbornness. In the name of Jesus. Not selfishness. In the name of Jesus. Now heal my family. Wherever healing needs to be. Families all over the world. Heal the hurt. Heal disappointment. Amend brokenness. Restore relationships. Restore marriages. Restore, God, and renew in the name of Jesus. Oh, all over the world, all over the world, all over the world need healing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for hearing us. We thank you for the answer by faith in your son Jesus' name. You said when we pray, if we but believe, we shall have those things that we ask of you. We ask in faith and we believe in faith. We shall have it. And when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, you'll be God in the midst. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify your most holy and righteous name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Evangelist Barnes?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Evangelist Barnes?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to be all right.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all
we'll
right.
Be back. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Ollie. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Didn't our hearts burn within, praise God. Amen. What a word. What a word. Amen. Building our faith up, praise God. Amen. To letting us know there is hope. Glory to God, even in difficult situations. Hallelujah. Amen. In times like these, praise God. Amen. There is hope. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For the words that she has given to us. Praise God. Amen. To encourage. Amen. These days and time. Praise God. Amen. We all need encouragement. Glory to God. Amen. And sometimes you find yourself encouraging yourself. Amen. Patting your own self on the back. Glory to God. Amen. Buying your own Coca-Cola. Glory to God. Amen. Taking your own self out to eat. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. We got to encourage ourselves. Amen. And believe and to know there is hope. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. She said so many things. Praise God. Amen. She let us know that there is no fear. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no fear in perfect love. Glory to God. Amen. Perfect love cast away every fear. Glory to God. Amen. And just listening, praise God, at the prayer request, praise God. Amen. More so, amen, families. Glory to God. Amen. We don't love like we used to. Praise God. They won't let, some won't let, let your lover, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Look like for you try to get close to them, something else will come along. Glory to God. Amen. So the enemy meant, he means for it, praise God, that way. Amen. He don't want mother love daughter. He don't want father love son. Glory to God. Amen. Don't want us to come together, amen, and sit at the table, amen, and be a family again, praise God. Amen. Look like the only time we can be family is when we come into a funeral. Glory to God. Amen. But it's nothing but the enemy. Glory to God. Don't want families come together because he knows there is hope. Amen. And when families come together, there are unity and they are strength. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just so grateful tonight for this word. Amen. Because it touches home. Glory to God. Amen. She let us also know, praise God, trust God all the way. Amen, all the way, not just half of the way. Amen, but trust God in it all. Lord, I give you my all in all, God. I don't know when, I don't know how. I don't know how we're going to get through this, but Lord, I'm trusting you. Glory to God, we're in those times. Hallelujah, Lord, I just don't know. Sometimes we just have to throw up our hands and say, Lord, I don't know. I remember my mama, you've seen her do it so many times. Throw your hand up like, Lord, I just don't know, but God, I'm trusting you for my sons, my daughters, my grandchildren, my home, my marriage, my finances, my health. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know. Glory to God, but God, I'm trusting you. Hallelujah. To take us through. Amen. That surgery to take us through. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a firm believer if he brought you to it. Amen. He's going to take us through it. Glory to God. Amen. And I like what you said. Praise God. Minister Ali. Amen. Not giving the credit. Amen. So much to the doctors. But hey, amen. I'm going in here with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know we got to acknowledge him. Glory to God. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. Amen. She said so much, so much. And we pray and hope you got your pencil and pad. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And she let us know. Amen. Jesus said, amen, I know the plan that he has for you. And I, praise God, and so many times we try to figure out our own life, praise God, even with teenagers, amen, they got out of school, they done graduated, so now they trying to figure out their life, praise God, amen, and we trying to figure out, Lord, now where you want me to go, Lord, what, Lord, this don't look right, amen, but God already knows the plan, it don't look good, it don't feel good, we're being crushed, we've been stepped on, amen, we've been criticized, ridiculed, amen, glory to God, amen, but God said, I know the plan that I have for you. Amen. We got to trust him. Amen. We ain't got nothing else. We don't have nothing else. Amen. I told the Lord, I don't have nobody else but to trust you. You all I got. Amen. Men, women of God. Amen. Those that, amen, that heard the word tonight. Amen. He is all we got. We got to trust him. We got to place the matter in his hand. Hallelujah. When we don't see the way. And 9 out of 10, we do not see the way. But we got to trust him at his word. Trust him. Glory to God. And she said, let's go forward. Let's go forward. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go forward. Amen. Because our help comes from the Lord. Amen. And just remember, amen, there is hope. Amen. In difficult times. Amen. He knows. He sees. He understands every tear that falls. He understands. Glory to God. Amen. When you're trying to mumble it out and say something, amen, you just can't get it out because you're so frustrated. You're so, praise God, amen. And glory to God. Amen. I'm just, amen. I just don't know what to do. He understands. Amen. But the key word she said, we got to forgive. We got to forgive. We must forgive. Glory to God. In order to have peace, we must forgive. Amen. The Lord gave me, amen, last week, going through so much and going through, look like it's a repeat this week. Amen. He said, smile through it. Smile through it. Glory to God. So I'm learning now. Smile through it. Amen. Tell the Lord, thank you. Better days coming. Amen. Minister Ollie, man. Hallelujah, sweet woman of God. You really hit the word tonight. Amen. And I thank God. Amen for the word. I was trying to be quiet. Glory to God. Amen. But thank be to God. Praise God. Amen. You blessed us tonight. Amen. If nobody didn't, I am blessed. I am blessed tonight. Thank God. Amen. For your word, so good to hear your voice. Praise God. Amen. Our prayers are with you. For the Lord continues to give you strength. Praise God. Amen. All over, inside, out, physically, mentally. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything. Praise God. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight, Lord, for the word that has gone forth, oh God. Thank you for, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, how you, oh God, you season it. You just put it into the places where it need to go. And, Father, I thank you because it hit my home. Thank you, Jesus God, for Minister Holly. And, Lord, we're asking you tonight to put back in her the strength, oh God, Lord, the peace, Father, the healing, everything that she has given out tonight to us tonight, Father, we ask you to restore it 100-fold in the name of Jesus, Father. Let her not want for nothing in the name of Jesus. As she's blessing others, Father, we ask you to bless her. Bless her home. Bless her going out and her coming in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll forever give you praise. Keep her under your blood in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We love you tonight and we adore you tonight. And we thank you tonight, Lord, for your word. In the name of Jesus, coming from this chosen vessel tonight. And Lord, we praise you for what you've already done and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we love you tonight. And thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. I know you're anxious tonight, amen, to want me to give you the number tonight to get a copy, amen, of this message tonight. Glory to God. Amen. There is hope. Hallelujah. Amen. In difficult times, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're living in difficult times, but there is hope. Glory to God. Amen. There is hope. Amen. Just hold on to it. Grab it. Amen. And don't let it go. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, amen, you can get a copy, praise God, amen, of the message on tonight. Amen. We ask you, praise God, amen. Hope you got your pencil and pad close to you. Glory to God, amen. The first number would be 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, 912-257-3918. 1-8. Glory to God. Amen. Just in case you can't get through there, amen, the next number is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Praise God. Amen. And to all of our listeners, Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Amen. 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 You can get a copy, praise God, amen, of the message, amen, for the service, amen, tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Even on Facebook Live, amen, we hope, praise God, that you was able, amen, to go on Facebook Live. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hold up for a minute. Praise God. Amen. 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 We have another number. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Sister Gail, praise God. Amen. Is that another number? 229-529-0914. Amen. Just give me a smiley face if that's okay, if you're saying that's the right number. 229-529-0914. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Where you could get. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Another number. Praise God. Amen. To where you can get a number. Get another. Amen. A copy. I'm sorry. Getting tight tongue. Praise God. Amen. Let me give you this number also to where you can get a copy. Amen. Of the message. Amen. The number is 229-529-0914. Amen. Again, to get a copy of the message tonight, 229-529-0914. Amen. Thank you, amen, Evangelist Gail. Praise God, amen, for the information. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. I'm on cloud nine tonight. Praise God, amen. The word has just gotten me bubbling, stirred, excited tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So please, praise God. Amen. Call in. Get a copy, praise God, of the message on tonight. Share it. Praise God. Glory to God. Let others know, praise God, because somewhere, amen, somebody's, amen, about ready to give up. Somebody's about ready to throw in the towel. Somebody's about ready, praise God, amen, to walk. Praise God. Amen. To an unknown, a place unknown. Glory to God. Amen. But we need to let them know there is hope. Amen. There is hope. Amen. If you're still breathing, there is hope. Glory to God. All is not lost. Amen. Young man, young lady, glory to God. Hallelujah. Husband, wife, hallelujah. Man, woman, boy and girl, leaders, hallelujah. Workers, college students, amen. Hallelujah. There is hope. Amen. The body of Christ, there is hope. Amen. To you and I situation. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We are just overwhelmed tonight. Hallelujah. For what the Lord is doing, what he's done. Praising God. Amen. And to our, amen, our visionary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Annette Bradley, there is hope. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Oh, the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Her mother. Praise God. Minister Ali said the mantle, amen, has been placed, amen, in her hand for the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And she's doing a great work. Amen. And will not come down. Praise God. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For her. Glory to God. Amen. We love her. Praise God. Amen. And we love you for all that you have doing. Our advisors. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Our Bible reader. Scripture. Praise God. Mother Mary. Amen. Glory to God. Our prayer warrior. Amen. Sister Gail. Praise God. Tonight, Evangelist Gail took us to the throne of grace. Everyone. Praise God. About continue to say names. Amen. I will miss someone. But want you to know, amen, we love you. Amen. Prayer News Network. Love you. Evangelist Bradley. Love you. Glory to God. What else more can we say? Amen. Just a loving bunch of people. Amen. And we thank God tonight again. Minister Ali, my Lord, thank God for you. tonight. Amen. We just love you tonight. Amen. And we're not going to hold it any longer. Praise God. Amen. But we do ask you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. And be with us. Amen. To hear some more good news. Amen. To encourage you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. Tomorrow night. Amen. And we're going to turn this back over to Minister Holly for the last word. Amen. And the benediction. We love you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Minister Holly, God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Glory
bless you. Bless you. We love y'all, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
We love you, and nothing you can do about it. And I bless the name of the Lord. Yes, I was facing some difficult time, but I praise God. I took the doctor's hand. I said, let us pray. Mm-hmm. Let us pray. I said, do you believe in the power of prayer, number one? And do you believe there's a God?
Jesus.
He said, yes, that was enough for me to hold up. Come on, let's do this then. I need to know, do you believe there is a God, a one true living God? He said, yes, I don't fight about these other stuff. Do you believe there is a living God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died? He got up.
Yes,
and he said, yes. I said, let us pray. He said, I'm glad you asked me that. I wish a lot of people would say, let us pray together. I ain't going nowhere with you by myself. I'm not doing it. And the Lord would take you in and bring you out. We simply got to trust him. It's hope. It's hope in God. Yes, it is. It's hope in the Lord. I'm not going to preach no more, not tonight. I'll give you a little bit on tomorrow, and as the Lord said the same. God bless you for coming. God bless you. God keep you. God watch over you. God bless you, Evangelist Vaughn. You bless me just to hear your voice. It's such a blessing to hear your voice.
God bless you. So good to hear yours, too.
You bless my soul when I hear you, just to hear you. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for your steadfastness and your unmovable in the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And y'all come back tomorrow night if you have nothing to do, and keep us in prayer. Keep Minister Bradley, and I know you will, in prayer.
Yes.
Let us lift one another up in prayer and in love in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you've done tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. We thank you for how you're going to watch over and how you're going to keep us, God. We thank you for blessing our going out and our coming in. We ask you, Lord God, give your angel charge over us tonight to keep us. Watch over us and preserve us as we slumber and sleep. In the name of Jesus, oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and let us have sweet, sweet sleep. Let us have sweet sleep tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, cover even now with the blood of Jesus. Father God, hide even now behind this cross. In the name of Jesus, bind up the very will of the enemy. Bind him up and cast him from among us, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we're going to look to you, the very author and finisher of our faith. And Lord God, we're going to look to you, for your thought towards us is good and not evil, to give us an expected end, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. We thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for hope. Thank you for joy, and thank you for peace. In the name of Jesus, keep each and every one on the sound of my voice and all their family members. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, stretch forth your hand for it near. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all things now. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. God bless you. 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 Back in the hands of Minister Barnes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each of you all tonight. Good night, fine and all. I'm saying good night, and I love you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Bless you, Minister Holly. Amen. You all come back on tomorrow night. Amen. You be hearing. Amen. Some more good news. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deliverance. Praise God. Word. Amen. From Minister Holly Brooker. Praise God. Amen. Come back on tomorrow night. She will be with us again. Amen. We look for you. Amen. Be blessed. Praise God. Have a blessed night. Amen. We love you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Yes, God.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.